Egypt's military-backed government has decided to further postpone the beginning of the second half of the school year from February 22nd till 8th of March. According to the interim government, the postponement will continue until security is restored and university campuses refurbished following damages from recurrent clashes that rocked several universities across the country. Many here have expressed their dissatisfaction with the decision, blaming authorities for failing to restore order and security in universities across the country.
I think the solution is not to postpone the start of the second semester. We are fed up with this government and its useless decisions. This cabinet must be changed immediately, and a capable government must take over.
On another front, Egypt's military-backed interim president, Adli Mansour, amended a law to allow university to expel protesting students. The measure is set to increase the clampdown on Muslim Brotherhood students who have staged demonstrations at universities across the country since last year's coup, which ousted the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Meanwhile, the anti-coup alliance, led by the Muslim Brotherhood, called on students to continue their protests at the start of the upcoming semester to create what the coalition describes as the desired atmosphere of decisiveness.
The decisions taken by the coup orchestrators will not hinder us from continuing our revolution. Protests will continue in university campuses across the country. No matter how harshly they crack down on us, we will continue to unmask the atrocities of this bloody coup till the very end.
This is the second time in which the military-backed authorities have postponed the start of the second term. Early in February, Egypt's health ministry announced that the start of the new term would be postponed due to an outbreak of swine flu. Calls are now getting louder for the resumption of the academic year and to create what many describe as a free and safe academic environment. Karim Kamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.